Coulomb and Majimba Dreaming by Hopo Chin. In this Gubbi Gubbi story about country, this Aboriginal dreaming story, which includes the characters of the Rainbow Serpent Meringue, Mount Tioa, Mount Coulomb, and Majimba, an old woman island, provides reference to the traditional boundaries of country of clan within a nation. This story is a dreaming story, a love story about Coulomb and his love for Majimba. When Coulomb and Majimba fell in love, this caused great conflict and trouble for continued traditional marriage ceremonies based on the promise systems of partners chosen by elders and parents according to family and cultural obligations rather than relationships of love. Coulomb's choice of his love, Majimba, was not proper according to this tribal ways. Majimba was not the wife chosen for him by his elders. According to proper marriage by traditional law and custom. This dreaming story explains the responsibilities of cultural practices in marriage. This story also explains the importance of marriages based on love. The story explains the struggles of Coulomb and Majimba, who fall in love and want to become married as husband and wife, rather than obey customary tribal law of promised marriages. Coulomb and Majimba's story goes like this. Coulomb and Majimba met for the very first time at the gathering of the mullet and the shellfish feast on the beach, a little ways up from Stroomer's Creek in Coulomb. The families were sheltered from the weather of the open beaches, which could be wild and stormy during the wet. At this gathering, Coulomb and Majimba met each other for the very first time. They fell instantly in love, right from the moment they looked into each other's eyes. That looked turned into a gaze with a knowing smile that seemed to go on for eternity. Coulomb and Majimba did not realize what was happening, only that they belonged. Everyone who saw this incident sighed and exclaimed, "That look meant only one thing, big trouble." Yet onlookers felt emotionally caught up in the feelings radiating from Coulomb and Majimba. Despite the warnings of big trouble, everyone gasps in awe at this instant attraction between Coulomb and Majimba, as their love for each other could be seen shining in their eyes. Everyone who caught up in that emotional tug of war of love. Coulomb and Majimba were promised in customary tribal law to other people. Standing beside Coulomb and Majimba were their promised husband and wife. Their husband and wife to be were totally embarrassed by their behaviour. They were forgotten and they were upset, because they knew that something happened between Coulomb and Majimba. Everyone looking on at this dilemma shook their heads as if to say, "Yes, for sure, big trouble was brewing, perhaps causing more damage than a cyclone. However, no one else existed for Majimba and Coolum, as they soon realised that they loved each other and nothing could seem to stop how they felt for each other. This was truly the ways of Aboriginal Gubbi Gubbi dreaming stories, as this arranged marriage business was soon turned into a drama of escape and intrigue. Coolum and Majimba, they had gone to the elders and asked if they could be married instead of marrying their promised ones in marriage. But they were grabbed and put into a hut guarded by two warriors. They were imprisoned because the law and the law of the Gubbi Gubbi people maintained that people who were promised to each other had family, cultural and lawful obligations to marry according to the law, the stories of their people. To ensure the continuation of the tribe's law and law, Coolum and Majimba's request to marry for love was refused. Tiawa begged Majimba to marry his son, who was their promised husband. He did not want them to be punished. Instead, he pleaded with them to do the right thing rather than trying to force them both to marry the traditional and Gubbi Gubbi way. On the eve of the full moon, Coolum and Majimba chose to be imprisoned instead. The next morning, the families realised that Coolum and Majimba were missing, so they raised the alarm. The elders asked Tioa to call on the rainbow serpent Meringue, as they knew that Coolum would make sure that no one could find them. Coolum was the tallest, the strongest, and the most gifted warrior in the Gubbi Gubbi nation, and had covered their tracks. Tiawa called on the rainbow serpent and instructed the serpent to deal with Coolum and Majimba according to the Aboriginal dreaming laws for disobeying tribal law. Meringue, the rainbow serpent, searched for Coolum and Majimba everywhere. Meringue zoomed across the land north to Gurindjin country, but Coolum and Majimba could not be found. For Coolum and Majimba had walked north to Butchala people and Gurungurun country, however, doubled back and headed south to trick those looking for them. Coolum and Majimba could see Yael Meringue and realised that the elders had sent him to deal with them according to the Aboriginal dreaming laws. Meringue's fury was clearly visible in the skies as Meringue circled around like a full-blown cyclone, stirring up the wind and rain. Meringue's fury was likened to the effect of lightning, electrifying the skies and crackling angry strips of them as Meringue's voice roared with thunder. Meringue, the rainbow serpent, had mystical powers. In his Aboriginal dreaming mystical ways, Meringue searched through the ocean and all of the islands, including Keppel. But no one had seen Coolum and Majimba anywhere. Meringue then focused his research in the west, through the land of the Waka Waka people, but he could not find them. He couldn't find them here. He couldn't find them either. Finally, Meringue thought that he would search out the area of land that belonged to the Bundjalung Nation, down south on the coastal strip. Fingal was known throughout the lands by Aboriginal people as having the largest oysters ever found on the eastern coast of Australia's lands. And there, nestled between the rocks and the headland of Twin Waters and Fingal Heads, Coolum and Majimba were having a meal of oysters. Meringues circled above Coolum and Majimba. As meringue dived into the sea, the fishes scurried to the shelter of the small outer reef that had broken off in meringue's fury from the Great Barrier Reef. However, the mighty hunter and warrior Coolum was not going to take this lion down. Yelling, "Oh, for love!" he defended his love, Majimba, and grabbed his hunting boomerang. Calling on the good spirits of the dreaming, Coolum threw his boomerang at Meringue and cut him deeply, almost in half. The force of the Aboriginal dreaming spirits blew Majimba along the coastline of the Great Sandy Region. The Great Sandy Region stretched from the headlands of Byron Bay to the south and along the eastern coast to Fraser and Keppel Island in the north of the eastern coast of Aboriginal land. The Aboriginal dreaming spirits of the sky and earth combined forces and lifted up Coolum and Majimba. The energy created by the spirits caused a cyclone effect in the skies, which also produced a tidal current which swirled the ocean, forming a large water spout. Coolum was sucked up through this water spout. He was then thrown around in the air like the rocks he and Majimba were hiding in. And he landed in Gubbi Gubbi country, very close to where the Undambi people were camped for their shellfish feast. One part of Coolum fell on top of the shellfish rubbish dump, referred to as middens. And the biggest lump of his spiritual presence formed what is known today as Mount Coolum. Majimba was thrown into the ocean. The ocean dreaming spirits carried their dreaming presence in the ocean swirls and tidal streams to form what is now known as Old Woman Island. Meringue, the rainbow serpent, had to return to the place where he was summoned. The forces of the energies and wind drafts of the sky sent Meringue reeling north. Along the way, Meringue's blood fell to the ground and became soaked up in the sand, creating deposits of coloured sands. The forces threw Meringue across the sky, and he landed right on top of Tioa, scattering their remains in the places that is now known on the Sunshine Coast as Tawantin, Ni Mount Tioa, and Rainbow Beach.